Welcome back to Signals on 91.3 Lagos Talks. This morning we'll go straight to our conversation for the day. So I saw something and I'm sure he's listening. I have this friend that I'd known it a while ago, and I saw something and he was talking about, he was promoting someone. He was promoting his wife. So I just sent him a message. I said, see your wife, eh? Let's have a conversation with her. And very special thanks to UD. Now, good, well done. Now, this morning we'll be looking at events and expressions. You wonder why, with all the things that is going on in Nigeria, people are still partying. And I said, let's even see what's really going on in the event industry space. And I have with me somebody who, she's a Nigerian entrepreneur, a public speaker, event planner, author and consultant. After working several years in banking, advertising and PR, she founded the Velvet Expression, an event management company. She's the founder of the Velvet Agro-Allied Company in Lagos, co-founded Brett Knock. She's co-founded everything. And then one of the things that stands out is her social impact on sustainability endeavors, which has brought her nationwide recognition and recently brought her into my space, where she wrote a book about metamorphosis, analyzing the events industry during and after COVID-19. I have with me Oyinye Ejike. Welcome to Signals.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. So we are here. Now, you know, I went to hijack you. I saw you. So you're going to tell us a bit about, you wrote a book during COVID. Now, it's almost like, we're not in COVID, but it's looking like we're in COVID because of the economic situation in Nigeria. Yeah. Last week, Saturday, we're looking at the prices of food items. And I was wondering, how are people still doing events? How is that space? Tell us, with your full chest, how that space is.
Honestly, I cannot answer for the customer on how they are getting the money to do the event. But we pray they keep getting that money, because that's what's keeping us in business.
Okay.
Yes, but the thing is, the Nigerian spirit, you know, keeps you...
That Nigerian spirit is tired, party. I told you earlier.
He's not yet tired fully, because if he's tired, he'll stop booking our services.
Okay.
You know, like I mentioned earlier, there's this caterer that is one of my vendors, and she just posted it on WhatsApp yesterday, and she's like, why is everybody just coming down like everything is okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the good thing about parties is there are parties that you cannot avoid. People must get married, you know. It must be your birthday. And for kids, how would you explain to your kids that there is an economic situation and their 10th year birthday, no matter how small, it must be done, you know? But what is happening now is some people are no longer doing it as elaborate as they would have preferred to do it. They are now probably cutting their coat a bit according to their size, you know, according to their pockets, basically, if we put it that way.
Yeah, it's really small. Because we're still talking about the basket of tomatoes. How is that? Because you said something earlier on that you can't do COVID made us do intimate parties. But now, if you are having 500 guests, your mom, our mothers, Nigerian mothers, will tell you no, that they also have. How then do you look at that, this space, that event space? Elaborate on it more for me.
For me, what I always tell my customers, first things first, the minute your husband proposes to you, you go and sit your parents down. Because I feel sometimes the parents don't really know the financial situation of maybe the child or the in-law to be. So I always advise, sit them down. For everybody that has sat their parents down, the outcome has been better. They would not 100% tell you, oh, we would not bring anybody. But if you give them number of guests, they don't now overexceed it. You know, they'll just beg you, can I have extra 50?
And that extra 50 will bring another 50.
No, but now we do a lot of strictly by invitations. So one card accepts one. No, it happens.
Nigerians, are we that?
I think we're getting there. I think the economic situation is making us get there. We are getting there. I've done a whole lot of strictly by invitation events. And, you know, there's something I always tell people. If you do your first event and you do strictly by invitation, the mobile moyas, if they come and they don't enter, they will not come next time. Yes, they would not come next time.
Now, before we go into that MGMG, Bamoya, what motivated you into going into event management?
My mom.
Aww.
Yeah, so my mom used to be a caterer, retired now.
Okay.
And I usually follow her for, you know, she was also a single mom.
Okay.
You know, and me being the last daughter and the last child, I used to follow her for her events. And she used to also cater for companies. So I'm just always amazed when I enter every venue and it's beautifully decorated. And, you know, I always ask my mom that, who put the flowers together, who put this together? And she would always tell me, oh, an event planner did the job.
Yeah.
And basically that's all, how it started. And then I had a neighbor who was living in the next compound. So from my window, I would always look. And I think she used to either do flowers, and then I would beg my mom to buy me, you know, stuff. And I start practicing because I'm actually self-taught. So I start practicing at home, and gradually, Velvet Expression became.
Now that event planning... For event planners, I know that before it used to be you want to do a party and one auntie would organize everything.
Mm-hmm.
We moved from aunties, and you know your mother, when you say, only she can do it.
Yes.
We moved from that to having somebody who would take charge of the whole event from beginning to the end. How is that space? Everyone is saying they're event planning, if they're not planning something. And tell me.
A lot of people think the event space is oversaturated. I would agree with them.
Okay.
But having top-notch event planners, that space is not oversaturated. That you are my auntie and you can organize events does not mean it's going to be done perfectly. So now I'll give you an instance. If you're my auntie, you are definitely going to look at faces. Yeah. Now, it's my wedding and my auntie knows my mom, knows my other aunties, knows some of my friends, but she doesn't know anybody from my in-laws family. Or some people I work with. So if you are not careful, some people will attend that event. After you spent all the money you spent, nobody's eating, you know, souvenirs. Some people carried 2 or 3 souvenirs home, while some people carried nothing home, actually. So this is what has opened people's eyes. And people are like, you know what? Some people, sometimes if your mother can even be decided, say, don't worry, I can plan it now.
Ah.
Now they'll get my sister's wedding. In short, I'll give you my own example. My sister's wedding, my mom was practically nowhere to be found in pictures. Because she was organizing one thing or the other. And for my own wedding, I had to tell her, I know you are. I said, you will sit down. She didn't even know where the food, despite the fact that she was a caterer, where the food was being cooked, nothing. So now families just want to enjoy the party as well. So maybe we'll do for somebody else, but enjoy yourself. So people are now deciding, you know, sometimes before they even tell the parents, they've paid a planner. So imagine you tell your mother, I've paid though. My money will go to waste. I know Nigerian mothers, they don't like that. So they'll allow you, give the planner a bit of a hard time, but they will still allow you have your way. So we've been able to manage that to some extent.
Emotional management.
I tell people I'm a psychologist too. Just untrained.
Managing people is a lot.
It's a lot.
Now, to be part of the program, you can watch us live on YouTube. The numbers, Young Cerebral on YouTube, YOUNG. Cerebral on YouTube to watch the event planner telling us more. And then if you want to send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-234-5913. Now let's talk a bit about metamorphosis. Analyzing the event. See the way I'm even romancing the book. Analyzing the event industry during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. What happened that made you write the book?
I think this book, everybody can relate. Everybody can relate. And for me, it was mostly, like I always mention to everybody, nobody ever believed. And this is not just to Nigerians. Everybody around the world, nobody could ever believe that something would happen. And even as important as a wedding is, everybody had to pause. So we even had clients who had paid down for events before the COVID-19 pandemic. And they couldn't have it. So it's either the court comes to your house, or you are just you and your husband. They didn't even allow parents to witness, you know. And that was what bettered the Zoom part of events. You know, people have to watch in. It affected the business so much. So you can imagine every event planner or event professional who is used to every weekend you're booked, you're moving up and down, you're going everywhere, and you go months. And initially we felt, it'll be 1 week, you know, don't worry, 2 weeks. And it went on for months. And the lockdown, you know, kept increasing. And even when the lockdown was lifted, there's like, you cannot have more than this amount of people, you must stay this distance from this person, you must wear your face mask. Imagine you on Gilly and face masks.
But then we
very inconvenient.
But you know, it was beautiful when people started to
the face shield.
Yes.
Yes.
It now became.
But it still smears your makeup. So it's still, you know, the, you know, we Owambe people, like,
it's it has to be top notch.
It has to be top notch, you know. And if you're taking pictures, it's not. It was a whole lot, especially for the people in Lagos, because Lagos had the most restrictions. The government put a whole lot of measures in place, which was amazing, you know. But for the event space, where it was new to us. So having
social
adults
distancing,
having to teach adults to do that. If we were to be kids, you know, it's easier.
You shout
but having
them.
To teach adults to stay away from each other. When we are used to hugging, mommy, ah, daddy, you know, I'm not saying you are rushing. It was a whole lot. So it really, for me personally, it affected me a lot, and I took my time to pen down, you know, the pages of this book to really analyze it. What really happened? How, you know, did we navigate this? And even till date, you know, it's still taking a lot of people time to come out from how badly the COVID-19 pandemic affected their business. And you know, event industry is also like fashion.
Yeah.
You buy what the design you're doing this year might not be what you're doing this year. So imagine your container just came in with a lot of flowers, and by the time you're off the pandemic, new flowers have come to play. So what happens to that money you have invested? It was a whole lot. Now people were asking for refunds. People that you have money you have eaten months back.
You have spent. Don't say and, eating. You have spent.
I won't say eating, because when they say spend, it doesn't look real.
Okay.
So you've eaten it, like you have really eaten the money. And I'm saying, oh, don't worry. I had to tell some people, you will do baby dedication. I will do your baby dedication for you.
For free.
Yes. And mommy's not doing birthday. When mommy is doing birthday,
oh, that was,
I will, because you can't refund. Even refund, because I'm being affected. There's even no money to refund. It was a whole lot. People entered into Great Depression, you know. So I felt this book is not even just for COVID-19.
No.
God forbid there's an economic pandemic. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
You know, and how can people navigate it? Because some people, for every day you sell something, you're going back to the market to replenish. And the money is not even able to buy half of what you sold.
Okay, so there's a chapter that I'd like you to read. First paragraph, Thinking Through Adversity.
Oh, yeah.
First paragraph. You wrote it, you read it.
Every day is a gift. Life as we know it is an intricate tapestry woven with threads of...
Calm down.
You're putting me on the spot. I'm a writer, not a reader.
You read this one. You want me to read? Oh, yeah. Read. You read it gently, take your time. Now you write down.
Okay.
First paragraph.
It was during one of the most challenging phases the world has ever witnessed, the COVID-19 pandemic, that I found myself face to face with adversity in its rawest form. As I navigated the uncharted waters of uncertainty and the despair, I discovered the power of thinking through adversity, a power that transformed setbacks into stepping stones and obstacles into opportunities.
Good, that's one. Thinking through adversity. We're now in an economic pandemic. How is that like? Because prices have increased. Your fees has increased. Vendors are not smiling. Oh yeah.
You see me taking a deep breath.
Yes,
because
it's okay.
It's something to take a deep breath about. It's not something sweet to talk about, because the honest truth is how it's affecting us is a lot of people don't understand these changes. You know, I was telling you about the caterer and the basket of tomatoes. So imagine that you have paid a caterer. By the time I'm even going to market, there are some perishable things you cannot buy ahead of time.
No, you can't.
You know, so people, vendors are really, really complaining. So you even have vendors that are like, you know what, there are certain fees I cannot give you until a week to your wedding. Because, or if I give you this fee, a week to your wedding, be open that I might come and ask you for more money. You know, so people are even like, ah, but if you're coming to ask me for more money, I don't even have that more money to give. So where do we meet in the middle?
A part of me wants to ask you, is it compulsory we do parties?
But people must get married.
We cannot do Zoom. I'm just trying to.
No, but even with the Zoom weddings, people, they share food though.
Yeah.
When we did Zoom weddings, you deliver food. So as the event is happening, everybody is doing item 7 at the same time. So it still doesn't stop. Even to do the Zoom, the equipment to do that Zoom,
that was
internet fee has gone up. everything. Now they are trying to remove the electricity. you know what I mean.
The subsidy so that cannot be removed.
Everything, cost of transportation has gone up. So a logistics, if I'm to move my equipment normally to a venue to do the Zoom for you, if I was to charge you X amount of money, now I'm charging you times four, times five, because fuel prices are going up on a daily basis. Diesel prices are going up. So it's, so some events must happen. My only advice now is, if you were planning to do 500, do 200. Unfortunately, your budget cannot do that. That same budget of 500 will now do 250.
So let's even come back. Now that you've talked about budget, let's... So what's the minimum? We want to do a wedding. What's the minimum with 100? Let's say 200 people. With the extra people that our parents are going to bring in, let's say 300 people. How much is a minimum that we want to do party?
Right now...
Right now.
I cannot tell you a minimum.
Not even a 10M.
It is, I cannot tell you. You know why? And it's not, it actually would not be realistic me saying that. Because there are different classes of weddings. And there are different levels.
Let's just even, we're not talking A class. You see, A class.
The thing is, if you decide to stick with your budget and you listen to your planner. So this is what a planner does for you. If you come to me with your budget and you say, Velvet, I have 5 million naira to spend. This is what I want to achieve. I would advise you. So like I said, if you were planning to do 100 people, I said, is it possible to do 50? Because of the standard you're looking for. Or you maintain your 100 and reduce the standard. The typical Nigerian wedding, you serve, after serving food, you serve amala, you serve small chops, you serve full fish, grills, you serve asun, you serve... cocktail, you serve. So now maybe you remove the small chops and the maybe you remove the small chops and the asun and serve them basic food, drinks. Or if you look at the party, I don't want to have an after party, let me just do small chops and cocktail. So you have to cut down. That's the only way.
Now you talk, there was something you're saying, and I picked standard. So what are the different grades of party?
There's grade A to grade Z though.
Oh yeah, let's start.
They are different grades. So I feel it depends on the taste of the individual and your pocket. So now, there is no, I don't consider any events too small.
There's no small
or
events.
Too big, you understand? Because if you're saying what 5 million naira is to me, is not what 5 million naira is to
another person.
You understand? To the high net worth individuals.
Oh, no.
You, I want to add that. So because if you see them spend, you say, oh, this person spent 100 million, 200 million on their way. That 200 million is your own. It's how 5 million is to you. That 200 million is to them.
Wait, you're not nice.
No, but I'm being honest. So that's why sometimes you see some people make jokes like, don't go and pick a wedding decor. That is 15 million, 20 million. Sure, some people spend as much as 50 million on decor alone. And your budget is 500,000.
So the Nigerian part of me is saying on one day...
That's what I'm saying. That one day to them, those people can make times three of that money in one day.
Okay. Okay. That's the, you know, that is 1% of the 1%. Let's do one.
No, we're even talking about the middle income earners. No, so now let's leave the low income and the high income. Now, even for the middle income earners, your taste is what comes to play. Now, I can walk into a boutique and buy a top, a shirt for 25,000 naira. Somebody else will work into another boutique and buy a shirt for 200k. It's the same shirt. It's the same nakedness is covering. You understand? But what is making it? That one might be LV, Louis Vuitton. My own is no brand at all. You understand? So that's what I'm saying. So even for the middle income earners, whereas me that is buying the clothes for 200k, I would not understand why you that bought a 25,000 naira shirt is buying hair of 1 million.
Ah, okay.
So taste is very important.
Okay.
So what is important to me might not be important to you. Some people, they don't care about decor at the wedding. What they want is everybody must eat to stupor. Some people don't care if you like, don't eat though. My photographer, how I look, my decor must be on point. When you walk into my venue, to be heaven. So I can put more budget on decor and my outfit. You will say, oh, don't worry, I can even rent a wedding gown. I don't need to buy.
People
rent more than you know. Sure, people rent more than they buy.
Okay.
People rent more than
so
they buy.
So that's another industry.
It's a full industry on its own. Yes. People even rent suits. They rent hair. They rent... because that's what the economy has done to us. So you have to, and then that's business for other people.
Yes, true.
Because I always tell people, for every new innovation that is coming out, it's business for somebody else. So as somebody is renting me, I can buy different hairs. That's an investment. And start renting it every weekend to brides, and they'll be giving me back. I'll recover my money and keep it. That's business for me. So it has created more businesses for people. So that's another good side.
Okay.
That's another good side.
And then we'll now post for the gram. Like, hey, cashier, that is disturbing me inside the studio.
That's the thing. The problem is the content create. Now, you know, content creation is a new industry on its own. Totally new industry. And content creation has entered into events. People have budget for content creation now. So they'll tell you, I want one camera, one person. And then, you know, if you get a photographer and videographers, with all the monies you pay, you don't get it instant. Mm. So they'll still go back, run edits, look for short clips to cut out. But what a content creator is doing is giving you real life, you know, situation. So look, every wedding, some people just click on hashtags and you're practically watching the wedding life, whether you know the couple or not. So that's what people want. They live for the gram.
Okay. It signals on 91.3. I'm speaking. So you know, what I'm laughing is, you said they live for the gram, and then I know these new content creators are from, I cannot just say from hell, from heaven. They'll do it so much, they'll create the content so much that you will be saying God when you don't know what has gone into
it. Yes.
It signals on 91.3 Lagos Talks. We have Oye GK, and we're discussing events and expressions. And if you have a comment, call us, send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-234-5913. Now, with all of the events that you handled, and well done, what are the expressions that you see after those events when you go back home and you have walked the entire hall? Yes. You have walked the entire length and breadth of the hall, as long as short as it is, and you go back and you recap your day, what are the expressions that come to your head?
Like I always tell mind people, for you. The first thing, the most important thing for me is, you know, because we are there from the beginning when the bride, let's use wedding as an example, when the bride is starting her makeup, so when they are practically entering into their vehicle to go home, you know, that hug, I guess, that thank you.
Is heavenly.
The best. My feet practically heals at that point. Or, you know, some people don't tell you that thank you immediately. Some people wake you up with a message of, oh, they've thought about their whole day, or they've been getting messages from people and they're like, thank you. What? Because only me and the clients know what we have planned. So it's only us that know, did it go according to our plan or not? So that feedback you get from people saying that was such an amazing event. Oh, well organized. Oh, everybody ate. Oh, it was good. Your staff were top notch. Oh, everybody, you know, that's the best expression ever. And then if that now comes from the mother of the bride,
they'll pray for you.
I'll go and wear crown. See that in front, you know, just carry one glass of wine. And just, I'll just be whistling.
Now, how important, I know they're important, but how important is the mother to an event?
When mother of the bride or the groom?
Let's say mother of the bride and the groom, right? It's now.
For me, it's important because I don't only focus on, for me, if you're getting married today, you have paid me, you are now my old client, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not doing your wedding so well or being exceptional because you paid me, because I've eaten your money. I am doing it basically for the next person. Your money. You understand? People that would see it. So now imagine you are the firstborn in your family.
I am.
And I did an amazing job at your wedding. If you are recommending me for your younger one, your mom will say, that girl, no, bring her. Or that one that did not know what she was doing. I don't want to see her anywhere near. So you either sell yourself or you kill your business.
Okay.
So every event you have is an opportunity to sell yourself. It is that, if you see it as that, everybody will do a good job.
Mothers, because this mothers thing, they used to, is that they stress you or they sell you?
No, but I think for me, what I do is, I always insist, no matter how the client says, oh, no. I insist on meeting both the mother of the bride and the mother of the groom.
Why?
I try to create a relationship. Now, mothers, once they see you like, oh, mommy, my own daughter, they even no matter the little mistakes they see, like my daughter too can make this kind of mistake now, basically, you know, or they are more committed, or they see that, oh, this one. So when I meet them, the first thing I ask, I say, mommy, I've heard from bride, I've heard from groom.
What do you want?
What is your own vision for your daughter's wedding? How do you want your guests to be treated? So now what I also do is I get a coordinator, I attach a coordinator to the mother of the bride. She feels so special. So she's like, on that day, is it you I'll be calling? I say, no, mommy, this is the person you will call. So, you know, that kind of thing. She knows, and then the thank you they get, yes. That's so the thank you they get is, that girl you gave me as my assistant, I could not think of it. When I needed to remove my shoe, she brought slippers. When I needed to run and go and greet that person, rush to go and give that person souvenir, she was there. So they like that stress. As much as they want to be everywhere, they also don't want to be stressed.
No,
so if they see you are efficient, they just give you
your flowers.
Know, yes, they just give you your flowers and give you the room to do your work.
Somebody is saying on Facebook, Taylor is saying, your guest is beautiful, I love her. Ah, she has to be beautiful. Her husband inside the car waiting for her. Anyway. Now, speaking of souvenirs, that's a challenge. Beautiful, very well. You know that that's a challenge. Has that been like where some people will bring souvenir? People are trying. And then it's time to share souvenir, and everybody. I think that's it. For me, when I go to parties, I rarely do. When I go, I'm looking at souvenirs and food, and the amount of take, and so people don't collect. How do you wing that?
Hardly will you find a Western, let me say, a Yoruba Owambe, that nobody will go home with something.
No, that one is.
That's
sure.
The thing about their tradition. I don't know whether it's their tradition.
It's our tradition.
But if you don't get salt, you will get spaghetti. If you don't get spaghetti, you will get Maggi. If you don't get, you know, you must get. They even share bedroom slippers. So it's, you know, you just could remove your shoe and wear it. You understand? So yes. For parties like that, hardly would you see. So everybody is really satisfying their own guests. Okay. But if you're doing a general
souvenir,
I always advise, it's not good to do souvenir. You are doing 500 guests, you do souvenir for 150 or 200.
It's not possible.
They will rush for it. Now, it's not even about, these people are high network individuals. They are the ones that rush for it the most.
Oh, thank you.
Do you understand what I mean? So, yes, you know, other ones, we feel, let them not even think I'm poor. You know, let them not think Let them not think, why am I rushing for this thing, basically. So they will want to respect themselves. Mm-hmm. But some people are like, but I know the bride when she was a baby. How will I not collect this bag? They don't even know what is inside.
Okay.
You know, so basically it's more like everybody should have a souvenir at least, or if you know you want to give them selected few, don't share it at the venue.
Okay.
You know, if you need to send it to their houses with their ashrebi, do it. So if it's only for ashrebi people, I tell people, even if it's only for ashrebi people, people have paid money, entered transport, used their car, their fuel, they've come here. It is best that you know, make them feel like they are wanted. So if you are sending the ashrebi, send the souvenir ahead of time if it's not going to get to everybody. But you see that Rastafarian movement on that day, it must happen. No, it must happen.
Hold on a second. I'm almost tempted to get married again so I can give her my wedding to plan, but who knows?
He has a brother that is getting married now.
It's me. That she's the person is targeting me. Don't mind the person. She knows what she's saying. Don't mind the person. Anyway, hi. Okay, hi Fola Shade and to your guests. Please slowly give us your YouTube channel. YouTube channel is Young Cerebral. So Young Cerebral is spelled YOUNG. C for cat, E for egg, R for rat, E for egg, B for bread, R for rat, A for apple, L for lion on YouTube. Now, if you have a question or comment, you can send us a WhatsApp message 009-234-59113. Now, looking back on your journey thus far, what achievements are you most proud of and what lessons have you learned along the way?
I think the achievement I'm most proud of is when I, so you know, we're now in the US.
Yes.
We have opened Velvet Expression in America. That's Houston, good. Texas, to be precise.
Ah, it's so a dollary.
That's my greatest achievement so far, because I remember when I started this company, I always told my mom that, because I resigned from the bank.
Yes.
And my mom could not understand, like, you have a day-to-day salary. Even it should be a side also. She didn't understand how I could leave a paid employment, so earning so well, you know. So for every time I hit a milestone, I'm very happy. And I'd always said it from the beginning, I want to build a business that I can leave back for my children. A business that people would see and be proud, be all over the world, be global. So this is the first step we are taking, you know, to be out of the country. You know, we have legally registered. And businesses have been coming, funny enough. Because you see those, our Nigerians in the diaspora, they still like this, our woman bae.
They want to like it.
They still like it.
They like it.
Last year, someone flew me to America for a 40th birthday.
That's good.
To show you how much
now, so
they
what's,
like
what's
our
the difference bae. Between our own is king, wherever it is still king here. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between here and abroad?
The difference is that the cost of every... So people look at it like, oh, they spend dollar.
Okay.
But the cost of getting a venue is like times 1 million of what you get a venue in Nigeria.
Okay.
So, and then there are too many rules and regulations. Now, here you have too many bartenders, right? Okay. People that are doing cocktails. In America, your bartender must be like a certified bartender.
Oh,
you know, stuff like that. So if you, and then if the person does not have a set, so you can't just use any vendor. And wow. Imagine if the person is certified but does not know their job. So it's even worse, you know. So I think that's basically the challenge over there. But now we're having a lot of more Nigerians, you know, open to understanding that this is the way the Nigerians in the diaspora like their things to be done. And I think they are really catching up. They are catching up.
But pick one, abroad or here. Don't look at the currency. Look at the...
Here, please. Here, please. Because sometimes... If my staff will capture me dancing in one corner, like the one, but the live band here is unmatched. Forget it. You know.
Okay, so someone is saying, really enjoying the conversation. I love the tip on attaching assistance to the mothers of the wedding. Oh yeah, thank you. There, my name is Adeomi Oshodi, but to your beautiful girl, if I may ask this question, what if your guests, clients wants to serve their guests and their events only Jebu Gari with spiced or salted peanuts. Please, now, I'm not hungry. With spiced or salted peanuts and small chopsticks with milk and honey for their wedding due to cutting costs. What does she think about it? Okay, she's asking. Instead of us serving normal food, can we serve Jebu Gari with spiced or salted peanuts and small chopsticks?
Anything is possible. You just need to be ready. Because there's another thing to do something. You must be ready for people to talk about you.
Okay.
So now you blank your mind. I have people that don't do souvenirs. I'll be like, ah, why? Like, I don't understand. I fed them. I will not give them gifts for coming to a wedding that I gave them food. Why? And I'm like, people will talk. Let them talk. So for, and then you, she will be shocked that when she starts it, after they talk, they will go and do their own. That's the thing about events. So there's nothing that can, that's why events is an expression of yourself. Like, you know, when you said give a cup, I'm like, what is important to you might not be important to me. The first time we ever served Gary and yo-yo, they call it yo-yo, like that small fish.
Because I love
people
fish.
Went crazy at the party. If those that were eating amala, first of all, shifted it aside and were like, please, where is the cold water?
So which goes first at weddings or at any event? Amala or that gari or beans? Because there's this craze for amala that I do not understand.
So now, Nigerians consider amala second plate.
Okay.
You understand? So they would have finished eating
the rice,
proper food. They're like, amala, is there amala? Yeah, bring amala. You know, so the gari and the fish is basically like our Nigerian dessert. So you finish eating everything. Let me settle down and drink gari or grill fish.
They have used party to shepherd for us.
They have used it too. And in this, there's still small chops. In this, there's still cocktail to wash it down. Then our soon will come. Oh, there's everything. So, they even do shawarma now. Burger.
Where would that
dog?
All the food that you not chop in your house.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's a lot of...
It's a lot. So like for what your what the writer said, if it's important to her, if that's what she wants, you understand? There are people that don't serve alcohol at the parties because I didn't serve alcohol at my wedding because I have a very deep Christian background. My mom, you know, is a pastor. I don't drink. My husband doesn't drink. Please, why am I serving you alcohol? Why am I fueling a lifestyle that I don't know? And I didn't care what people would think. You know, so
yeah, the people bring their call to the.
Of course, the guys opened their boots and brought it out. They're not. They couldn't.
They did not send you.
No. They didn't send. What we did was we informed them ahead of time. Mm. If you want to bring your own, I'm not against it. But and I will not lie to you. The minute we cut down alcohol, the budget went down by 40%.
Okay, so alcohol is another.
It's one of the biggest budgets at weddings because it's very expensive.
After alcohol, what's next?
I think food.
Food.
But now. Is decor, special effects, fireworks. That's a big budget too.
It signals 91.3 Lagos Talks. It's so amazing how people have fun and they just want to. Because I remember somebody saying to me a long time ago, I was asking them, I think it was somebody was saying, I needed money for business. And they said, no, they cannot give you money for business, but they'll give you money for a party. They'll give you money for... And I'm like... It's business. And I, it's money for party. Why? Why is that?
I think it's just a Nigerian thing. Because if they give you the, I don't know. I can't really say for those people. But maybe they feel in the party, because they are joining in the enjoyment.
Okay, because if somebody dies today, old age, right? And they would do party. I'm the one asking you these questions. I cannot for the life of me understand why people do party.
For burial?
For any, just for any party.
But yeah, you're about, this your question is not genuine.
No, it's not genuine. I'm the wrongest person. I think there was a party in the house and my sister was, I'm like, and they were like, yeah, I said, hey, I can't. Like, I mean, but to see that people are very happy, that, I'm like, okay. Okay.
So it was also more like Thanksgiving. Come and thank the Lord with me
for what
he has done. I found husband.
You should not have found a wife.
I'm doing birthday, please.
So at the end of the day, when you look back at the different events, what about children's parties?
Children parties is another big budget that people do not know.
1 year, I understand 1 year.
1 year, 5 years. 10. Now people do two because people have this whole understanding of life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even guarantee. It's someone that is alive that is in party. Okay. So that's why, here's the celebration, if that's to answer your question.
Okay.
So people see it more like, I'm celebrating life now.
But you know what amuses me is when people, somebody has died 10 years ago and they
remembrance. The children just want to. So it's another way of bringing families together.
Family reunion.
Yes.
Okay.
So people, and now, you know, with this whole everybody in diaspora, people traveling every day, people just want to bring a reason to bring people back
after
you will notice that most of those reunions end with a family meeting or, you know, so many things that were not put in place. People that have not visited home in a while would come back. So these things really help.
So what's the future of the events industry?
Technology.
Okay.
That's
why?
All I can see.
Why?
A lot of things. So we had a conference last year with, you know, an event industry conference.
Mm.
And we had a particular session in the conference where everybody was just listening with earphones, you know, like a noiseless party, you know. So everything you're hearing, but people outside, you know, cannot hear you. And then people are leveraging on technologies, like you said, content creation, you know, people having to go live.
Yes, that life.
The Zoom parties. Like I mentioned then, you do Zoom parties. Delivery riders have already shared.
I'm coming. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, ma.
Your name or where are you calling us from? Okay. It signals and we're discussing events and expressions. Send us a WhatsApp message. I think the lines are funny. 0092345913. Go back to our noiseless party.
So yeah, so and even for Zooms, delivery people would have sent food around, you know, sent boxes. So technology is the way now. A lot of things, even our fireworks now, is only a bit of technology. You don't have to light it anymore. You know, the future of events is technology. That's just how I can put it. Technology.
Now, having written this beautiful book, what do you want it to achieve?
I want everybody that probably have passed through a business downtime, because it's difficult starting a business in the Nigerian economy. I cannot over, you know, press on that. But anybody that has taken their time to start a business and something might happen, one, you know, government policy can come up tomorrow and cripple or reduce, you know, the income you make, this book is telling you you can start over. Mm-hmm. This book is telling you you can pick up the pieces and continue moving.
Okay. Who does that last one?
In the midst of this global turmoil, I resolve to confront adversity head on, armed not just with resilience, but with a strategic approach to thinking through the challenges that lay ahead. It was a perspective that recognized the ebbs and flow of life, the inevitability of challenges, and the potential of growth, even in the face of adversity.
Okay, now, growth. So what is growth for you? After COVID.
Growth for me is one satisfied customer at a time.
Hmm.
So what I learned with COVID was not to pressure myself.
Okay.
I learned to take it a step at a time, because this industry sometimes can swallow you. So if you're used to having events every weekend, COVID made me, I had events maybe every 2 months, every 3 months, which better the other companies. You were like, oh, I'm co-founding. I had to co-found though before hunger would kill me and my family members. So, you know, so basically, it's just for you to understand how to move on. That's what growth is for me. Always moving on. Never stop.
He didn't stop. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, then. My time is up. And now, for the people who want to come into... I'm sure you're training people, because this whole package... This whole package that is seated right in front of me, I'm sure that you're passing knowledge down now. So for people who are coming after you, what are you telling them?
Be ready for the water you're about to dive into. Be ready. Hold resilience like in your two palms.
With your full chest.
Because the industry will try you.
Why?
Clients will. It's because you're dealing with human beings are the most difficult people to manage.
I know.
Adults most especially.
Mm.
So now you're dealing with different type of people.
Mm.
So you'll be ready to deal with different temperaments.
Mm.
You know, be ready to know that it's not every weekend. And we're not like salary earners. Where so some months you might not get anything at all.
Mm.
So be ready that it's not as sweet. The glitz and glam is not as sweet on the other side. But always know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Good morning. Your program is amazing. Please, can we have the phone number of your guest and contact details? Now, some people are about to do party. Oh, yeah. How can we reach you?
You can reach me on Instagram.
No. No, it's your Instagram.
Oh, WhatsApp.
Yes. What's your office number?
Okay, my office number is number 10 Hakima B.
No. Office phone WhatsApp.
Phone number. Oh, sorry. 080.
You call it very well. You know it's Nigerian.
38-323-999.
Say that again.
080-38-323-999. 999. Yes.
38. So it's
38-32-39-99.
Good. Okay. And thank you so much. Thank you, Kekasha. Thank you, Yudi, for listening. And to everyone who's called in, thank you so much.
I had a good time.
I did too. Wondering why people are doing what, but in business,
you owe me 101, babe.
Me,
you wondering, no?
Me,
you owe me 101.
I mean, I can't remember last time I went to anywhere. I can't go because Saturdays is there.
You sure owe me 101, babe. Keep wondering.
Oh, wait, they're talking to you. So we come your way again next week, Saturday, like we always say on Signals. Dream again, create opportunities for people, and because people will be people, keep creating opportunities. Have a wonderful week, and God bless. Up next is Corridors with Emmanuel Odeyemi.